Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
You're listening to Big Screen, Little Screen, the show where we take a look at what you can watch on your big and small screens. Susie Lyon joins me to tell us what we can watch. I'm Kat Cullen, ready to be entertained. And Susie, you're taking us out to the cinema for our first little overview of what's on this week. What have you got for us?
G'day, Kat. That's right. I am taking you to the movies. We're going to go and see Challengers, which is out now. So Tashi was a pro tennis player, but after an injury, she becomes a coach and transforms her husband from a mediocre player into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. After a losing streak, Tashi makes her husband play a Challenger event, which apparently is considered the lowest level of tournament on the pro tour. Tensions run high when he finds himself playing against the once promising Patrick, his former best friend, and Tashi's former boyfriend. This is actually billed as a sexy comedy drama sports movie, and it's out at cinemas now.
Let's have a snippet from the trailer. If you recognize that voice, well, it's Zendaya, I'll tell you now. Let's go. Let's have a listen to a snippet from the trailer.
Tashi Duncan,
she's in another league.
You were incredible today.
Come on!
She's gonna turn a whole family into millionaires.
What are you gonna do now?
Come here.
Which one of us?
It's a sports movie, but it does get hot and steamy. And if you're wondering whether Zendaya does her own stunts, the answer is yes.
Yes, Zendaya takes on the role as Tashi, and so she did have to learn how to play tennis for the role. The director claims that during editing, he actually didn't need to use the footage of her body double as much as he thought he would because she did such a great job as a tennis player. But I did do some research into this. She isn't the only star to master a skill for a role. I've got a whole list for you, Kat. So here we go. Kate Winslet learned how to free dive for Avatar 2. She even held her breath underwater for over 7 minutes.
Yep.
Tom Cruise learned how to fly a helicopter for Mission Impossible. Mm. Natalie Portman spent 8 hours a day preparing for her role as a ballerina for Black Swan. And the entire cast of A Quiet Place learned American Sign Language. What heroes.
I know, yeah. It's amazing the other skills that you need as an actor, other than just, you know, acting. It depends what the role demands. You, though, Susie, I know, do love a sports movie. So how does this one hold up for you?
You're absolutely right, Kat. I love a sports movie, don't love playing sports, so go figure. Sports movies have been dominating our screens in the last few years, and there is always a few that become well known and loved. In 2023 alone, we had The Iron Claw and Ferrari, Naiad and The Boys in the Boat. Then there's the award-winning sports movies that we all have heard of: Rocky, Million Dollar Baby, The Blind Side, Chariots of Fire. That's just to name a few. My personal favorite is A League of Their Own, still an absolute classic and a great comedy drama.
All right. Well, that one is Challengers. We'll see how that holds up. It is out now at the cinema. So on our big screens, go enjoy and let us know what you think of that movie. We're also switching over to our small screens. We're looking at Sky Show, and Tokyo Vice Season 2 is out. This is a series, but what's it all about?
Yes, that's right. American journalist Jake, he relocates to Tokyo and must pass a written exam in Japanese in order to have a chance to join the staff of a major Japanese newspaper. Sounds a little bit like living in Switzerland and its language rules. Once he succeeds, Jake starts at the very bottom and is taken under the wing of a veteran detective in the Vice Squad. The two start to explore the dark and dangerous world of the Yakuza whilst also living under the city's official stance that murder simply does not happen in Tokyo.
Let's have a quick snippet from the trailer.
This is only the first step in whatever he's planning.
Tozawa owns this guy. Now he's got the FBI in his pocket.
Things are going to get bad. Stay away.
It is not safe for anyone close to me.
You must stay away.
When we do our jobs, there are consequences.
Definitely a bit of action going on there. What are the reviews looking like?
Yeah, this is a surprise hit with not just critics, but fans as well. It's rating really high on Rotten Tomatoes, very surprisingly. You would think maybe, you know, it would be one of those kind of sleeper ones, but it is a little bit of a hit. So you will need to watch it with subtitles unless your Japanese is up to scratch. And it is out on the 1st of May on Sky Show.
Excellent. Thank you, Susie, for taking us through what we can watch on the big and little screens this week. We will catch you same time next week for more to see on the screens.
You're welcome, Kat. See you then.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.